We've always wanted to do something about this, but we didn't think there was much of a story because it's really a hidden history. It's not at the surface. We know a lot about the French and the British and, of course, the U.S. and Native Americans here at the site. And we've even more recently learned about German POWs who were stationed here or interned here in World War II. There were even Polish soldiers here during World War I. So we knew about all of these things, but there just didn't seem to be much of a story. And then bits and pieces started to emerge. We learned about a man who served here as a loyalist soldier during the American Revolution. His name was Richard Pierpoint. He was born in Bundu, which is where Senegal is today, probably about 1744. And when he was a teenager, he was taken by slavers and sold to a British officer who was coming over to America. He was a slave, but he enlisted in Butler's Rangers and gained his freedom in that way. And he went on to fight in the War of 1812 on the British side. A lot of African Americans are fleeing to Fort Niagara, fleeing to the British. The British were offering slaves their freedom in exchange for service. You're seeing people coming to Fort Niagara for that reason, and apparently Richard Pierpoint did. What gave us the quantum leap that we really have enough to begin presenting this story was came across an article in a 1909 newspaper, several local newspapers from Niagara Falls, Buffalo, even Oswego, that talked about African-American troops being sent here to garrison the fort in 1909. And wow, we never knew about that. That's pretty amazing. I've never heard of that before. So we began looking. The Niagara County Historian's Office helped us with some newspaper research, and we learned a lot about the 24th Infantry Regiment. They were here from June through September of 1909. And when they first came here, the local citizens were not necessarily happy that these African-American troops were being sent here. But after they'd been here a while, it was widely admitted that they had conducted themselves in, quote, a most commendable manner, unquote. So they were here for a short time, but that was the garrison of the fort for a summer early in the 20th century. That was another, you know, big piece of the puzzle. So we realized, you know, we have a story to tell. There was a presence here, and we should interpret it. We have a modern building in Fort Niagara State Park called the Bachelor Officers Quarters. It was a more recent building built in 1938. And one of the murals in that building was painted by an African-American artist named Hubert Crawford. This mural depicts the 28th Infantry Regiment's victory in World War I. Crawford has a really interesting story. He was born in 1910 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. When he was about 7 years old, the family moved to Buffalo. As a young man, he got very much involved in the arts community in Buffalo. He was a scholarship student at what was then the Albright School of Art. He mentored young African-American students. His philosophy was that art could lead to a better life. And so he taught classes at the Michigan Avenue YMCA. He was very active at the Michigan Avenue Baptist Church. He won prizes for his depictions of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. So as a young man, he was quite well known in the Buffalo arts community. So sometime between 1938 and 1940, he is commissioned to paint this mural. One of the things I think that the history of this place does for the wider community is you can draw comparisons between things that have happened in the past and things that happen today and realize that our problems are not unique. It gives you a good sense of perspective.